Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686 or 1-800-520-1KFI. That's for Orange County, 520-1KFI for LA County. You got the Super Bowl coming up this weekend. I don't know if anybody's got any picks. I know that, I think, are you still picking the Steelers, Mike? Good for you. Anyway, you know, you get off the Rams, as I did, and as I have very eloquently, I feel, and very brazenly, I also feel, have said I've got off the Rams because they are a team that abandoned me, broke my heart. 10 years I had season tickets. 10 years. 10 years I used to send my little money in, and 10 years, sometime around early December, they'd send me the little form, do you want to order playoff tickets? And I said, well, how do I know, you know? Generally, when I had season tickets, I had it during the Dickerson, kind of post-Dickerson, you know, the Dickerson-Everett years. It was okay. Dickerson was breaking records. Everett, you know, 86, 87. There were good things going on. So, not that anything really good happened, but, I mean, you had a sense. Kevin Green was with the team then. Fred Strickland was with the team. You know, some good ball players. And who else did we have in those days? It's just that, you know, great Dennis Hare, the offensive line was tremendous. We had, you know, Jack Youngblood was playing defensive end. I saw that there was a feature on Jack Youngblood in the Times today. That offensive line had Bill Bain, not that he was any great shakes, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, we had that tight end was David Hill. I think we had Mike Barber, who was a great tight end, and also Pete Holohan. So the team had some, you know, some fun going on with them. And then for 10 years, like I said, I'd mail my money in dutifully around early December. They'd say, do you think you might want, you know, playoff tickets? And I'd, well, do you guys think you're going to make the playoffs? How about that is a better question. And it would always come back with a kind of, you know, I'd said they wouldn't send anything back. I'd mail in, do you guys think you'll make the playoffs? They wouldn't send me anything. Generally, I was right in not renewing this or not getting those playoff tickets because they generally weren't in the stinking playoffs. And then my friends talked me into getting a membership in that stadium club in Anaheim Stadium. Well, you go down there after the game, and everybody in the place had had 12 monster beers. 12 of those $4 monster beers, and poor John Robinson had to sit there and answer questions from all these juice hounds.
Hey, coach, you think you're going to play Dwayne Crutchfield more next week?
So that was my life for 10 years going down there to Anaheim, and they sucked, and they left. And, you know, and then we said, okay, well, I'm not going to do it anymore. And now they're in the big game. Again, 20 years later in the big game. What are you going to do? So we're going to remember a little bit of the Super Bowl here this evening. We'd like to mention to you, philhenryshow.com is our website. Bill Kiesling, by the way, is a great man. May I make that statement here and now? A great man. Now go to our website and you'll find a link to purchase the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD, of which we have sold $80,000 worth so far. We are also going to plan another radiothon just as soon as I can, you know, hook up with Andrea over at KFI and try and get another radiothon going so that we can maybe sell a few more of these things. $80,000, though, and the only way you can buy it is by logging on to philhenryshow.com and purchasing it on the net, on the website. We're not doing any more personal appearances for personal reasons. We're not going to, we don't have any in-store presence for other reasons that I cannot explain, but we do have our website and we can benefit the great people at My Friend's Place with the sale of our CD there. And for all of you who have purchased a CD, your generosity is so appreciated. 80 G's is, that's a pretty nice piece of change, and you did it. My Friend's Place is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, and that's what all the money goes to benefit. $23.50 if you buy it on the website. That's $3.50 shipping and handling, and $20 for the CD, and it all goes to My Friend's Place. PhilHendryShow.com is the place to purchase that, and, you know, we're getting that site fixed. Because, as I said, I spent the first few minutes of the show yesterday talking about how much our website really sucks. And it does, but, it's going to get better. And, again, I'd like to say that Bill Kiesling is a great man and a great friend of mine. And I'm getting this cold. Are you feeling okay? Are you just getting over this? I'm getting it today. I finally got it. I guess my strong Irish 100-proof blood, throat ease. Is this you're taking this, Craig? Finally couldn't fight off this stinking bug. Although it's not too bad. All it is a tickle in the throat. Is that how it starts? Oh, you mean the 150-degree fever starts with the tickle in the throat. Does it really?
No, I'm joking.
Because I feel okay other than that. I've been drinking a little bit of coffee. I took a brandy snifter to work with me. I was doing pops of that on the freeway liberally, like Nicolas Cage in Leaving Las Vegas, you know, just kind of dipping the bottle down just as soon as the motor cop comes by. And I was coming in and feeling better and better. Do you think it was the fact that I was drinking and driving? I don't know. No, not at all. But so this weekend I'll spend watching football and we'll see how we feel on Monday. So we got that for you. We also have a visit from, I believe, Steve Bozell this evening on the Phil Henry Show. We're going to have a visit from Dave Oliva. He's got a big Super Bowl party planned. We going out at 40? 50. We're going out at 50? He's got a big Super Bowl party planned. And all of that and more coming up tonight on the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show coming down the line in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
If you begin to feel overload, you will begin to feel what we are saying. If you begin to feel overload, consider your earth. What do you feel?
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. What's that from? Is that
Matrix.
That sucks, too. Okay, no, nah, it's good. It's good. Keep that. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Did we collect any of the Doug Danger? Are those airable tonight? I know Doug Danger is going to be along later on for a feature, Doug Danger's comment line. And we'll have that perhaps later on. The result of Doug being on the program last night and saying essentially that gay men and gay affiliates, meaning lesbians, were the only ones with the guts enough to tell somebody to turn their cell phone off in a movie theater. And we may get the response of our comment line on that coming up later on in the program. I just got done reading a very interesting book called The Messenger, The Rise and Fall of Elijah Muhammad. And it was written by a guy named Carl Evans. And it's the history, as seen through the eyes of this author, not only of the Nation of Islam, but the history of the involvement of Elijah Muhammad. Now, most of you probably don't know what it is I'm talking about. That's fine. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a movement, a religious political movement among African Americans beginning around the earlier part of the century. Nation of Islam didn't really come into existence until the 30s. Now, what you know of Nation of Islam, you probably, you're thinking Louis Farrakhan. I say Louis with all due respect. Louis Farrakhan. And that may very well bring up a distaste in many of you, because many of you are white and Jewish. This organization, Nation of Islam, founded by Elijah Muhammad, after he met a guy by the name of Wallace Fard Muhammad, was a movement of African Americans, and it was a movement of political and social and religious edge, the likes of which the country had never seen before. This is my thing, history, and I think it's really funny. I mean, I laugh myself sick when I listen to some of these jive-ass guys talk about the good old days in America. Anybody that says the good old days in America has never read history, doesn't know anything about history, doesn't know anything about the country. Reading this book, you find out that there were race riots in Harlem in the 30s, race riots in Detroit in the 40s during the war, FBI surveillance of the Nation of Islam that was well beyond the pale of legality. Whether or not you liked their politics, whether or not you thought that they were the right or the wrong, well beyond the pale of any legality. Interesting book. A lot of the thing. What?
I want to put on music for you.
All right, put on some music because I don't have my headphones. Bud Dickman is in the studio right now. What do you want to do?
Put on. It's very interesting. You're talking about Nation of Islam. I thought I'd play some music appropriate to it.
That's a good idea, Bud. Go ahead.
You don't have your headphones?
I don't have them. Go ahead and just ride the music underneath me. So.
All right, I got a CD here. I think it'd be good.
Okay. So the Nation of Islam was something that, in many, many ways, was a political, social, and religious movement in this country. The black Muslims were... Why are people laughing out there?
No, don't worry about it.
Is this music that's...
It's fine.
The Nation of Islam was... There's people standing in the hallway who are laughing. What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. I don't know what they're laughing about.
You're playing music appropriate to me talking about Nation of Islam, right?
Yes.
Because you don't know what you're messing with, bud. Is this appropriate or is it not?
Yes, it is. It is.
All right.
I don't know what they're laughing at, Phil. I'm in here. How would I know they're laughing at?
Okay. Malcolm X, as you know, was a member of the Nation of Islam and split with them in 1965. There's people standing out there laughing. I want to know what they're laughing at.
Dude, I don't know. I'm in here. I can't. You want me to go out and find out?
No, forget it.
Go ahead. Talk about the black Muslim, the Muslim movement.
It's not the Muslim movement. Muslim is a fabric. The black Muslims.
What do they do?
It's very interesting. The black Muslims began, as I said, a political, social, and religious movement in this country of self-determination for African Americans. Now, a lot of the philosophy that they taught...
Were they the ones that taught about how the white people are devils?
Yes, the early manifestation of Nation of Islam taught that the white man was a devil who was descended many, many generations away from black people.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep talking about the black people.
What music are you playing, man? Because I don't have any headphones.
I'm playing African music.
African music.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people who believed that the FBI involvement in their surveillance got Malcolm X killed. I, after reading this book, would be one who seconds that thought and feeling. And certainly after the very dynamic leadership of a Malcolm X, the Nation of Islam began to... There's people standing out there laughing, man. What music are you playing?
Man, don't worry about it.
Give me the headphones.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's
what is it?
It's African drum music.
African drum music.
Yeah.
All right. In 1975, Elijah Muhammad, who was the founder of the Nation of Islam, passed on.
Talk about Allah, about black people and stuff.
What do you think I'm doing, man?
Talk about it.
What do you think I'm doing, okay?
Yeah, I like it.
In 1965, Elijah Muhammad passed on, which began a power struggle in the Nation of Islam. And
what black guy runs it now?
What black guy runs it now? Louis Farrakhan.
Louis Farrakhan, he's black, right?
Yes.
All right.
He runs it now, at least a manifestation. There are many splinter organizations. Many feel, including the author Carl Evans, that once Malcolm X died, the entire Nation of Islam splintered, and all these splinter groups were sort of devolving away from the original principles taught by... What are you... Why do they... Why are they... Give me the headphones. Give me these. What are you doing to me?
That's African.
You thought Danny Boy was African?
I just grabbed a CD.
You're playing Irish music, man. I'm talking about the Nation of Islam. You want to get me killed?
What's so bad about this? It's African.
It ain't African. It's Danny Boy.
We're going to get you killed.
These are the guys that shot Malcolm X, man. I'm on here. You think they killed Malcolm X? They'll come after a white boy here talking about him and playing Danny Boy?
I think it's very appropriate.
How do you figure Danny Boy is very appropriate to me rapping about Nation of Freaking Islam?
Don't be so paranoid.
Oh, really? Well, you ought to read the book that I just read.
Don't be paranoid.
Look, the next time I ask you to give me some appropriate music for what I'm talking about, do it. Are you nuts?
Then in Danny Boy from Africa?
Isn't Danny Boy from Africa? No, man. No. He's from Ireland.
He's white.
That's right.
Why are you afraid of the black one? What are you afraid of the black one for?
What am I afraid of the black one for? I'm not afraid of the black one. I'm just saying. I'm talking about a very extreme organization of people. Just the next time I want something, play African. Don't play Danny Boy.
What an asshole, man. That's too bad.
Yeah, it's too bad, bud. It's too bad. One of these days, I'm firing you. I'm sorry. Anyway, the Nation of Islam was an organization of people who, for whatever reason, you know, began their... Will you turn it off, please?
Making this African.
No, it ain't, man. Let me see what you got. Let me see it.
Wait a minute.
Let me see it. The three Irish tenors. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
What are you afraid of?
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hi, it's Friday night. We have our Super Bowl weekend coming up. It's going to be a good time. We're going to a party on Sunday, and it's like one of these chili cook-offs. And it's one of those chili cook-offs where I can see it coming. It's going to be lousy chili. I say this with all due respect. These people that we're going to be partying with, they don't know from chili. I just know it. I feel it in my gut. We had an hors d'oeuvre party with these people once. An hors d'oeuvre party. Cubes of cheese on a Ritz cracker, you know. So you're going to go to a chili party. So what do you want? You want to take some of the canned pinto beans and throw it in tomato sauce and throw some Tabasco in there. Hey, get some chili. So anyway, Maria makes this stuff that it burns going in, it burns coming out, it burns while it's sitting in there. You never really digest it. That'll be fun. So we'll do a little open phone here for this, our inaugural Friday before a Super Bowl on the Phil Henry Radio Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Whatever's on your mind, we'll take some phone calls and see what you guys are up to this evening. And if you want to talk Super Bowl, we're going to get in a little bit of that later on. If you want to talk about President Clinton's State of the Union speech, of course, that was very pivotal for so many people. And a lot of people who were, you know, very much into hearing what the president had to say, this being his last State of the Union address. I thought that I heard some repeated comments. It was interesting. It was very interesting to me. A lot of the stuff he said was very interesting. So 1-800-449-8686. See what you got to say tonight. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
What?
Yes, sir. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
I want to ask you a question, and I'll ask you this question because I had tried to call in on another program, and I could not get through, and I know that you have four children of your own, correct?
I'm a stepdad. I have four stepkids.
Well, I think that's about the same thing.
Yeah, there's, kid. It's not the same thing, but I'm responsible for kids, for the well-being of the kids.
Well, I have a question for you, and I want to ask you this question based upon your experience. Now, I heard you say once that you had three boys in your family, right?
I have three stepsons, yes. There's a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 10-year-old, yes.
Have you ever had a boy of yours who you were responsible for raising up and being an example of a man to? Have you ever had that boy call you a pussy, or look at you into your face and call you a pussy, or call you a...
I have never had that, no.
And that was what I was talking to.
Do you have sons?
I have a 12-year-old boy, and I never thought that I'd live to hear my eldest boy call me a pussy, call me a weenie.
Well, what did he call you exactly?
My eldest boy called me a weenie over at a skate party that we had for a neighbor boy. It was his birthday party. But that, in teenager code, is the same as pussy.
You call that teenager code?
You call someone a weenie, you call them a pussy. And I wanted to know if you'd ever had that happen to you.
Did that hurt? I guess it hurt, right?
It very much hurt me, because up to that point, I thought I was very close to my boy. And I was, it was a birthday party for one of our neighbor's sons. We had a group of 10 kids. And there were four adults, and we went over to Corona Skate, which is a skate rink close by. And I did not know that Ray and Connie had brought along inline skates.
Did your boy call you a weenie? You say he called you a weenie or a pussy?
He called me a weenie.
But you say that is teenager code for pussy.
I believe it is. Yes, sir. If you know anything about, if you know anything about kids, you know that's true.
So you're at a skate party. You're close to your kid. I understand what you're saying. You're at a skate party, and something happened to prompt this?
Well, we were at a skate party. And I've always been a very, very good roller skater. Ever since I was young, back in the day, I don't want to talk. I'm 38 years old now, but back in the day when I was a teenager, I used to do boogie skate, roller boogie. Did the crossover, backward skate. Did a lot of roller dance.
You know, that was kind of a weird phase of American cultural history, that whole roller dance thing. So, in other words, you would listen to disco music.
I'd listen to very many of the disco classics. I enjoyed immensely, and I did the backward, did the crossover.
So you did roller dance.
It's called roller dance or roller boogie, yeah. So I was pretty good, but Ray and Connie had brought these inline skates. If you're familiar with inline skates, they are almost like an ice skate.
Well, the wheels are one, two, three in front and back of each other, like an ice skate's blade.
That is correct. And the roller skates that I'm most familiar with are the four wheel side by side skates,
which are the traditional ones, right?
Yes, sir. Those are the ones that I grew up on. And
I remember my sister had the side by sides, and I've only seen inline skates. Those what else do they call inline skates? Rollerblades. Yeah.
They call rollerblades because a lot of the kids still will play roller hockey.
Yeah, they play street hockey.
Right, on the skates. But I had the four-wheel side-by-side that Ray and Connie Kuntz, who were my next-door neighbors, and it was their son's party. So there's four adults, my wife, myself, Ray and Connie, and I had never been on inline skates, and I gave it a good shot. I tried very hard, but it just was not my thing. And as I went out a few times out in the rink, and I fell, I went to my knees probably three, four times before I, you know, looked up, and I could see that people had been laughing, which I don't know if you've ever had that happen to you, but when you so very much want to have fun with your family and you want to impress your family, your wife, and your boy that you know how to do something well, and you fall, it brought me to my knees three, four times. I fell down. Then you look up, and you know they had just been laughing at you, and that kind of hurt. So
did you see them laughing?
I know that they were staring at me, and I know that they were laughing at me, but I was going to get me the other skate so I could have some fun. So I got rid of the inline skate. I went over, asked for the 4x4s.
The 4x4s, the wheels?
The wheels beside each other. My son skates over, and he says to me, "Dad, don't be such a weenie," which was, he might as well call me a pussy, and I'll tell you, I never thought I'd live to hear my eldest boy call me a pussy. I did what I could. I went back out onto the rink, but the thought echoed in my head about my boy calling me a pussy, and I could not make it through.
When you say you couldn't make it through, sir, you're on your roller skates. Were you fine?
I was fine on those skates, but just hearing my boy call me a pussy, I have made it to the restroom, and then I broke down.
We said, were you crying?
I broke down, yeah. You see, that boy is my boy. He's my son. And he's meant the world to me. And I wanted to get out there to that birthday party, and I had told him all about how I knew how to roller boogie. And all about...
So you told him about your stories as a young man, roller dancing and everything, and the next thing you know, you're on inline skates instead of the skates you're used to, and you couldn't stand up.
I couldn't stand up on it, and it broke my heart, Mr. Andrew, to hear him call me a pussy.
But he called you a weenie, right?
But, you see, that's teenager code. And
all right, please hold on, sir, so we can give your call due consideration. Phil Henry's show here with a caller whose son, he thinks, called him a pussy. His son called him a weenie. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. They were over at Corona Skate. That's that roller rink that I'm sure you go to, Mike. And we'll be back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Go to philhenryshow.com, check out our website, and try to see if you can't find your way clear in your heart to purchase our Best of the 1999 Phil Henry Show CD. Communism is neat. All the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless kids in Hollywood. We've raised almost $80,000 this year. We're very proud of that. Now, I could do one of these things where last year's record is 170K, and can we break it? But I'm not going to, I'm going to put that pressure on myself. It's got nothing to do with putting pressure on you guys. I ain't going to do some Chabad telethon here. Look, we're going to break the record from last year. It's whatever you can do, okay? If we break it, great. If we don't, we don't. But we appreciate all the money. 1-800-449-8686. Now, get this guy. Sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back with you. And what we do sometimes during open phones is we'll get calls from people on the comments you're making.
I've listened to your program, and I'm not here to, I don't want to set my family up for any ridicule, but I do care very much about being laughed at. And I care very much.
Well, you say that your boy called you a pussy. He actually called you a weenie, right?
He called me, that's weenie, that's teenage talk for a pussy. Don't, that's one of the things I need to make clear with you. If any of your sons ever call you a weenie, he's calling you a pussy. And you can take it from me, because I've put up with a lot, you know, in my life. And the other thing, too, is I wanted to show my boy how to be a good skater, and there I was falling all over on myself. So it hurt me very deeply.
Well, let me go to, I got a phone call here in Oregon. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Corona.
You're in Corona, California. All right, here is Salem on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I was just wanting to make a comment. I am 21 years old, and I have a sister that is 11 and a sister that is 10. When we get together and there's a bunch of kids around and stuff, they'll make jokes and call me a dork and, you know, tease me a bit. But yet I know that they still look up to me. We still
well, the other thing was that when I went down on the skate there, I could see that they'd been laughing, you see. And I had told my boy that I don't know how old you are, but I'm old enough to remember when we used to roller boogie. And I told my boy how good I was. And I did not know they'd be using inline skates.
Yeah, but I think when you're in an instance like that and you've never been on them before, you should kind of take it with a smile and not get so upset over the fact. I mean, my sisters and I have a close relationship. If you have a close relationship with your son, I don't think you should take it so literally as far as him calling you a pussy.
No, you know, my attorney said the same thing. And I think, Mr. Henry, if I could say this, and I don't mean anything against the lady, but our judicial system is broken and we need to fix it.
Why did you consult an attorney?
I felt that there was grounds for some legal action against the man who had given these inline skates to me because he knew or should have known that I would be embarrassed. Now, I got on the phone to Richard Giesen, who is my attorney, and I was on the phone with him for 2.5 hours seeing if there was some way I could sue, and he told me there was no chance. I made it through 2.5 hours of conversation, then I broke down. I got off the phone, and I just...
You cried?
Why?
Is your son in trouble?
Our judicial system's not working. I'm sorry?
Is your son in trouble? Is he stealing? Is he skipping school? Is he...
Why would he call me a pussy? Which is very offensive, I think.
You wanted to sue your next-door neighbor for what?
Because he made me look like a fool.
But you got on him voluntarily. I mean, you were the one who
put
them on.
But he was laughing at me. He knew I told my boy all about being a roller boogie. And
how do you know that?
I'm sorry?
How do you know that he was telling your son, that you were telling your son about roller boogie?
Oh, I think it's pretty evident that he was trying to make me look like a fool.
I don't think that was a thing. I think that, you know what, it's like you chose to get on the skates, and you know what, though? You're taking things way too seriously. I have made a jerk out of myself so many times, but you have to have a sense of humor about it.
Well,
or I've tripped and falled in front of millions of people, and it's like,
millions
you know what,
of people?
You have to put a smile on your face, and you have to realize that life
are
is
you
too
famous?
Short to take things so seriously.
Ma'am, are you famous?
No.
Oh, you said you tripped in front of millions of people. I thought maybe you were a figure skater or something, you know?
No, not yet.
What'd she say?
No, she's not.
Well, I went on the blades, and I fell. I called my attorney. He told me he would not pursue any lawsuit, and I broke down,
Is your son a good kid, though? Do you and your son have a close relationship?
Do you call a boy that calls you a pussy? I don't know. But I'm proud of him, yeah. Up until that time, I thought he was good till he called me pussified.
He didn't call you pussified. He said weenie.
And that is teenage talk.
Okay,
teenage.
So my sisters call me a dork all the time, but yet they admire me. They want me
to
come with them.
That's teen talk for slut or something like that. I don't think you should let...
Calling her sisters call her a dork?
That is teen talk. And that is teenage code.
My sisters aren't... No,
they're sluts.
No.
Don't get pushed around by your sisters.
No, I don't get pushed around my sisters. My sisters have so much respect for me.
Okay,
but
I think that you're getting overboard when you say the dork is teenage code for slut.
Sir?
When my sisters get together with their friends,
they
a bunch of 9 and 10-year-olds, they start to try and act cool, and they try and act like, right, you know, they're trying to impress their friends. So they'll be like, oh, you're such a dork, you know? And I know that they are only saying that because
there
are friends around.
It doesn't mean slut. I don't think it means slut, and I think that's an overreaction on your part. Thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Vancouver on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Yes.
I am under the impression this guy's way off base.
This
idea that every word has a secret meaning to a teenager.
Do you have a son, sir?
I have four sons.
All right. Have you ever had a boy that you wanted to be the example of a man to look at you and call you a pussy?
No, I don't. He did not call you a pussy. That's where you're so far off base. You built this kid up with the idea that you were this roller boogier, and he probably sat there telling your kids, his friends, you know, wait until you see my dad out there. He was probably let down a lot.
Yeah, and so he turns around and calls me a pussy.
He called you a weenie, and not because you fell down on your rear end, but because...
I had to trade in the skates. I'd never been on inline skates.
I agree with that. I'm snowboarding with my kids. I'm a great skier, but I can't snowboard with a dam. We had fun. We laughed. They laughed at me.
See, I would never stand for that.
Well, see, that's why I, you know...
Now, let me just get this straight. Your boys laugh at you?
No, they're laughing at the situation. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
See, they try
to make
you...
I'll tell you what, though. I get them on the skis. I'll see them right down the bottom of the hill.
They're making you look like a fool.
No, they're not.
I'm interested in this conversation.
This is all part of growing up. It's part of an example of getting together with your children and being able to laugh. But have you ever laughed at your kid because he did something? Have you ever chuckled because he fell trying to do something?
No, sir, I would not do that to my boy.
I called
my attorney, Richard Gason, and I was on the phone with him for 2.5 hours to see if there was legal action. And
I think you're way off base with this legal action thing. What are you going to
sue?
You're going to sue your next-door neighbor?
I was on the phone for two. I don't know why you think I'm off base. Okay?
Well, I'd like to know who wrote this dictionary you're reading out of as far as what every term means... In this teen talk.
I worked at our teen center locally for two summers, and I heard...
And these teens sit there and say, well, when we say you're a pussy, or you're a weenie, you're really a pussy. If you're a dork, you're a slut.
Well, they didn't say it to me directly, but I would overhear this, and I did a little bit of surveillance on some of the teens who were in there, you know, because...
I'm sorry, but I think you need some serious help.
I beg your pardon, sir?
I think you need some serious help. You know, if you're...
Are you saying that I need a psychiatrist?
I might not be far out of base right now.
I don't know if
this man is saying that I need a psychiatrist. So you see, the abuse doesn't stop.
My son calls
me a pussy.
No, he did call you a pussy. He called you a weenie.
He called you a weenie.
There's a big difference.
Hey, you let your boy call you a weenie, or pussified. Or a weenmeister, or whatever these kids like to say. And
pussified and weenmeister. Your boy called you the word weenie, which is W-E-E-N-I-E. It doesn't mean pussified.
He was actually probably begging you.
He was challenging you to, come on, Dad.
Dad,
try
put the blades on. Come on, be out there. Don't be a weenie. Be out there with us. He was probably begging you at that point to be out there with us.
Call me a pussy.
No, I'm sorry.
Man, I think that I wouldn't suggest psychiatric help, but I would say that you are, as the young man said, taking a little too far out. Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Los Angeles.
Oh, hello?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that he didn't even call you a pussy. He called you, and I don't even think, unless I'm mistaken, he didn't even call you a weenie. He said... Don't be a weenie, you know?
How old are you, son?
I'm 11.
Have you ever called your father pussified?
Heck no.
Have you ever said to your dad, you're a weenmeister or a weenmaster?
No.
Or a master of the ween or anything like that?
No,
your son
no.
didn't say that you were the master of the ween or a weenmaster. He said you were a weenie.
Oh, man. I want my boy to be proud of me.
He's just trying to, he's just trying to encourage you to get back up and try another shot. And he's trying to make you, instead of just saying no, he's trying to make you get, as much as angry as you can so that you will try and...
Well, what happened? You say they were laughing at you, right?
Yes, sir. I went over the boards backwards, and I know they laughed.
because I was trying to do the crossover. I used to do the roller boogie and roller dancing.
And you went over one of the boards backwards?
Yeah, my feet sticking up in the air and everything. And I heard them laughing. I knew they were laughing. I got up there, and I broke down. I went into the bathroom and wept.
But see, if it was even if your first time on inline skates, I mean, it's not your fault. I mean, I tried first skates on even the 4x4s, as you call them, and I think they're hard. I mean...
He said I look gay.
He said that?
Yeah.
You know...
Well, he called me a weenie, but that means I'm looking gay.
No, he didn't even...
Haven't your friends ever called you a weenie?
Yeah.
That means you look like a gay boy.
No, it does not. It does not.
I mean, even when friends say it to each other, they don't really mean it. They're just kidding around anyway. I mean, if your son wouldn't even call you that because he know he'd get in deep trouble.
Oh, man, I'm so pissed. I got off the phone with a lawyer. I said, can I sue? He said, no. I broke down as soon as I hung up the phone.
You're breaking down in the roller rink. You broke down with your attorney. Is that right?
I broke down, yeah.
But your next-door neighbor has nothing to do with this. Your son said, don't be a weenie. What does your next-door neighbor have to do with this?
He was laughing about it. He knew.
But,
He put me in the position of having to put on inline skates and looking like pussified.
He didn't make you.
But he put me in a position to be laughed at.
How old are you, young man?
11.
This is an 11-year-old guy. He's 1 year younger than your son, okay? He's trying to tell you that your son cares about you, and he didn't call you pussified. And what is this lawyer? The lawyer is fan. What is your lawyer's name?
Richard Giesen.
Well, your lawyer's right on. You have no case.
People laugh at other people all the time. I mean, just one world, you know?
All right. Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Okay, Mr. I don't even know your last name.
Phil, my name is Stephen Bozell of Corona, California.
Okay, you took the liberty of recording your conversation with your attorney.
I felt that I needed to record it so that I had a record of my conversation with all the people following this.
Now, your son called you a weenie. The skates you were given by your friend were in line, so you fell on your rear end, I guess. You have a recording that you want to play for us? Sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, this is a recording of Mr. Bozell, I guess, on the phone with his attorney.
Yeah, Richard, how's it look? How's it look, Richard? Well, no, sir, he gave me inline skates. I fell on my ass. Yeah, I look like a fool out there. I want to know, is there any lawsuit at all? Can we sue? We can't?
Okay, that's all we have there. Was that you, Mr. Bozell?
That was me talking to my attorney, and
you did break down, didn't you?
Sir, I did, because being called a name by your boy is just a hard thing for me to live with. That's all I'm saying.
All right, here is Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Portland, hello.
Hi.
Yes.
You know, your son's calling you a weenie.
Why are you laughing?
I thought that it was funny listening to you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Your son's calling you a weenie, but I'm calling you a pussy.
So what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to accept it and move on.
Why am I a pussy?
Because you are. Hey, I have a question for you. Is your mother also your aunt?
Why?
Well, anybody that go to a lawyer to sue their own son is a pussy and also an inbred.
Why?
I just told you.
You know something, lady?
What?
Got a lot of guts. Because you're all the way up in Portland, Oregon, aren't you?
Why don't you come up to Portland and I'll kick your ass myself.
You kick my ass? My son called me a pussy.
He's right.
And no boy should call his father that.
Your boy should call you that, and I'm calling you that.
Yeah, well, you're a girl, so it doesn't count. You're a girl, it doesn't count.
Oh, she's a girl, it doesn't count.
No, it doesn't.
Why?
Because she knows I can't touch her. You know that no guy will be allowed legally to hit you. God, I hate you.
Why don't you cry about it?
Let me tell you, the day that you become a mother and your daughter calls you a slut, then you come.
Why don't you cry to your mommy, pussy?
I mean, Steve, you kind of brought it on yourself.
Please hang up on her.
I will.
Are you crying?
Please hang up.
Are you crying yet?
You know what, lady? You can go straight to hell. How about that? How do you feel about that?
Oh, man, I wish I was there to pass you a tissue, give you your bottle.
Don't make me go through this anymore. Okay, you know, I can get in the car and drive to Portland.
I'll kick your ass.
You kick my ass.
I'll kick your ass as soon as you get to Portland, buddy.
Hey, lady, you know what? You can go straight to hell.
Are you crying?
All right. Okay, the point's made. I don't think you're getting a lot of sympathy tonight.
You don't understand when a boy calls you a pussy.
Well, that phone conversation with your lawyer where you broke down and wept, what was that about?
I kept that as a record, sir. I kept that as a record. And he said that I had no case. And that's enough to make any man cry.
Bessemer City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I mean, look, don't take me as being rude or nothing like that, but I can understand why I called you a weenie. I mean, it's not being mean or hateful or anything like that, but if you're going to cry at the skating rink because you couldn't get up and, do it.
No, because they were laughing at me.
Well, people laugh at me every day.
Okay, buddy, and you take it? I don't take it.
Well, I don't
people laughing at you every day, why? Why are they laughing at you?
Huh?
Why are they laughing at you?
Well, because I do a lot of stupid stuff. I mean, I do a lot of stupid stuff.
Well, I believe it.
Buddy,
you go right ahead and you do all that stupid-ass stuff, okay?
Look,
I will not let no boy laugh at me, all right?
Okay,
Thank you very much. You can hang up on him.
Well, listen
all right.
to me.
What kind of stupid stuff do you do?
Well, I'm semi-clumsy, but...
Well, what does that mean, you're semi-clumsy?
I've had accidents at work. I've done some things.
What, are you missing a leg or something?
Yeah, he probably cut off his own leg. I bet you cut off your own thing, didn't you?
Look, your problem, dude, you got an inferiority complex.
No, I got no inferiority complex.
You shouldn't have called a lawyer.
Yeah,
You should have called a doctor or somebody, because anybody's going to cry to a lawyer because he can't skate on something he's never tried to do before.
No, because I wanted to sue. I wanted to sue, all right? You want to be a pussy, that's your business. I'm not a pussy, and I won't let my boy call me one either.
I'm not the one crying to a lawyer. I'm not the one crying to anybody else because I couldn't do something.
Do we have that on tape? We have that on tape. Roll that back.
What are you rolling back?
I want to roll back the conversation with your attorney.
Yeah, Dick, what you look like? Huh? I can't sue him?
Okay, now, did you hear that?
Yes, sir, that was me.
Are you proud of that?
What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do when I'm confronted with that kind of hell? That's my question for you, and I guess you don't have an answer, do you?
Suck it up like a man. There's an answer for you. Atlanta on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I can't believe this guy. I just wanted to make a comment that,
Okay, I can't take this anymore.
Okay, he hung up.
Oh, I can't believe he hung up.
Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Huh? What? Oh, sorry. We can't get him back on. Oh, I don't care whether we get him back on or not. I couldn't take, I was going to hang up on him if he didn't hang up on me. What a pussy.